serving God with honor. Serving God with honor. I want to start for a text and get that in here before I make some comments. In 1 Chronicles 4, verses 9 and 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Honorable. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him in sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. Boy, what a prayer. Now, that's the way an honorable man's supposed to pray. Not just gimme, 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 but put all those qualifications in there. And you know what? The last sentence of that verse 10 says, and God granted him that which he requested. Oh, what a P.S. on a beautiful prayer. It's a beautiful prayer, but it wasn't because it was a beautiful prayer that God answered that prayer. First, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it? God can single you out from among your brethren and bless you and do what he did to Jabez, enlarge your coast and put his hand right in the middle of your operation and keep you from evil so it won't grieve you. Praise God. Enlarge your coast. Bless you indeed. Just, in other words, give you a big old place to bless you in. But God can't bless you much in a little old place. You've got to have some room. Boy, he wanted a big old place where there'd be room for a lot of blessings. Good land, a lot of goats, a lot of cows, a lot of sheep, a lot of bullocks, a lot of young'uns, a lot of good standing corn and grain to feed those animals with. All that was a type of prosperity back in these days. And Jabez was more honorable than the rest of his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, said, I bear him in sorrow. That's what his name means. Born in sorrow. Born with sorrow. That name was, I don't know where you say it was equivalent to the character of the boy or not. But the one thing about it, God says he was more honorable than his brethren. God does single out and separate brethren from among the people of God to honor, to bless, to enlarge their coast, to keep them from evil so that what he gives to them in answer to their request will not grieve them, will not bring them heartache, in other words. Hey, Lord, I'd like to have a blessing, but I don't want no heartache. I don't want no headache even. My God, that's bad enough to get a headache with it. Well, this fellow says, hey, I don't want no heartache and heartbreak, or I don't want it. Now, I tell you, that brethren, that's a wonderful attitude and a prayer to pray. Hey, I'd like for you to enlarge my coast. I'd like for you to just fill all that new land you gave me with blessings. I'd like for your hand to be down there. See, he wants his hand in there to operate his business and show him, give him wisdom to operate that business. He don't want to do it himself. He wants God's hand right in the middle of his business so he'll know how to operate it properly with wisdom. And then he says, I want your hand to be on me too, so I won't get out and do anything bad. I don't want to be rebellious. I don't want to be contrary with you. I don't want that money or that prosperity but to manipulate me. I want to manipulate it for your glory so it won't grieve me. I don't want no heartaches and headaches to go along with this blessing, Lord. What a prayer. And God granted him that which he requested. Well, there's nothing wrong with God doing that, severing a brother from out among other brethren because he's more honorable, to enlarge his coast, to bless him indeed, to put his hand down there with him and to keep him back from evil and remove heartache and trouble away from it. He don't want no trouble and heartache, headaches, heartbreak and all that mess to go along with that blessing. If you do, God, keep it and let me be poor and have less. That was the way he was praying. And God liked that prayer. But the very point of the answer was, and the reason he prayed such a prayer, and the reason he got the answer to such a prayer was in the first statement. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, or he would never got it. He was more honorable than his brethren. Among men, we have all kind of awards and honors that are given, like in the military. The highest award this nation gives is Congressional Medal of Honor. The Congressional Medal of Honor. Most men that's ever been bestowed upon has been after their death, or the word I hate to even try to pronounce it is posthumous or posthumously. It's after they're dead. Maybe they're killed in combat, but they receive the honor, or their family receives the plaque that is a medallion that's been created by our government to give to those who served our nation with honor and dignity above their brethren. That was right there with them. Above. Courage, valor, shown above their brethren. Maybe their brethren was courageous. Maybe their brethren was honorable. Back in 2 Samuel 23, it speaks of those 30 mighty men of David. And it says those first three were more honorable than the rest. And then it goes on down a little bit in the narrative and says, these three were mighty men, but they were not as honorable as the first three. Praise God. See, you can have honor in serving God. The Bible didn't say that his brethren were not honorable. Now, I want you to catch that. Sometimes it sounds like you're singling Jabez out to get the great blessing and he was the honorable one and the rest were dishonorable. It didn't say that. It just said Jabez was more honorable. Isn't that wonderful? I believe his brethren were honorable, but it says Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Hey, you don't want to fool around with brethren if they're not honorable, do you? You might be the most honorable, or you might be the least honorable, but you don't want to fool with a brother unless he's got some honor to go along with his activities and his service in the Lord or any other activity that you're engaged with. The word honorable means attesting to creditable conduct. The word honorable means consistent with an untarnished reputation. Boy, I love that. Honorable, consistent with an untarnished reputation. Honorable also means characterized by integrity. Boy, that's some word. Characterized, to be honorable means you've got a character of integrity. Honorable also means guided by a high sense of honor and duty. See, that's where you get the Congressional Medal of Honor, or the Presidential Citation, or the Silver Star. And sometimes it causes a soldier, they don't always get it because they have, they're serving with a high sense of honor and duty, but could get the Purple Heart. Some of them get the Purple Heart because somebody's pushing them up there to get shot. It don't mean they're full of a sense of duty, it just means they got drafted. And they're compressed or compelled to get up there and be a target for an enemy soldier. But it can mean that. Characterized by integrity. And the word integrity means an unimpaired condition, soundness, a firm adherence to a code of moral values. I like that. A firm adherence to a code of moral values. This is all in being more honorable. You have integrity to go along with it. Integrity means incorruptibility. Fellas got real integrity. You can't corrupt him with money.